Interesting week back for senators after the mid-session recess this week, Senator. A lot of debate on the floor is typical for the second half of session, and a lot of time spent on Medicaid and Medicaid expansion.
There was. That was not an intended part of the discussion, but I think all of us understand that the proponents of expanding Medicaid are looking for legislation that proposal might fit on. And, you know, there's some of us that were pretty confident that any vote on Medicaid expansion would end up just like it did. And so we just kind of hated to spend a lot of floor time on that, knowing pretty assuredly the outcome. And there's a reluctance then for us to use floor time. And then there's frustration with the people that really want it because we're not putting it on the floor and we're not discussing it openly. And there's that suspicion that things are happening in closed doors and such. And so the good thing was that the debate happened. There have been signs and demonstrators here for weeks saying, you know, let the debate happen or let's have the debate or something like that. And I guess they're going to have to change their signs now. We did have the debate as in a proposed amendment to a bill by Senator Schaefer. Medicaid expansion was put on the floor. We debated for somewhere between 2 and 3 hours. Proponents talked about why we should do it. The opponents talked about why we shouldn't do it. And we finally got to a vote. The vote was 25-9 opposed to expanding Medicaid. So it's pretty clear that this Senate believes that it's not in the best interest of all Missourians to expand Medicaid. There was a lot of discussion about what the impact could be in the future and how disastrous it could be to education funding and to funding of other programs, but that being the other major piece of funding in the general revenue budget. And so given those concerns, there was a pretty clear rejection of Medicaid expansion by the Senate this week.
Another big bill this week, I believe, is a House bill, and it covers tax amnesty.
Yes, the House bill came over when the House did their budget this year. They incorporated the passage of a tax amnesty bill in their evaluation and their funding. And so that bill had to be considered by the Senate in order to know whether that would be a part of the budget or not. I opposed the bill and I tried to amend it at one point just to make it what I thought would be a little bit less of an encouragement to bad character or bad action. But either way, I think I probably would still have been a no, even if my amendment had gone on. I just think that it's a bad idea. I understand the pressures, the financial pressures that are on the state right now. There will be some pretty serious reductions if tax amnesty had not passed yesterday or if it would happen to fail on third read. But I don't think it will. I think it will pass, and it's added into the budget to help fund some of the requests that we've had of the budget. It would have made the Appropriations Committee have to go back to work pretty hard and pretty significantly if it had not passed. But I just think it's not a good idea anytime we tell people there is a reward to not doing the right thing, to not obeying the law, to postponing paying your bills. When we reward that, I don't think it's a good idea. I don't think it encourages us to do the right thing next time. We'll continue to oppose the tax amnesty approach to revenue.